So thank you very much for coming to our famous love feast designed by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, in which mainly we seek association of the saintly persons. And you are all saintly. So it was designed to associate with one another. So today I'm going to play, since you are into good singing and hearing mood, I thought I should take one more song. And it is a beautiful song written by Srila Sachidanand Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And it is sung by His Grace Agnidev Prabhu. So I would like to play this song over and over until we understand it properly. And that's going to be the whole subject matter for this evening. Whatever time permits us. You can sing if you can. Very good.
Thank you.
Wonderful song written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So we will read the translation and then understand it. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, "A wicked mind brought me into this world, O Lord, but one of your pure and elevated devotees has come to bring me out. He saw me so fallen and wretched, took pity and came to me saying, 'O humble soul, please listen to this good tiding, for it will gladden your heart. Sri Krishna Chaitanya has appeared in the land of Navadvip to deliver you. He has safely conducted many miserable souls such as you across the sea of worldly existence.' 4. To fulfill the promise of the Vedas, the son of a Brahman bearing the name Mahaprabhu of golden complexion has descended with his brother, the Avadhut Nityananda. Together, they have overwhelmed all of Nadia with divine ecstasy. Sri Chaitanya, who is Krishna himself, the son of Nanda, has saved the world by freely distributing his own holy name. Go also and receive your deliverance. 6. Lord, O Lord, hearing those words, Bhaktivinod has come weeping to the soles of your lotus feet and tells the story of his life." So this is a song, a very beautiful song. It summarizes our whole philosophy. ఏమోనో దూరమతి ఏ మన మన్ ఏమోనో ఏ మోన్ మోన్ మన్ మైండ్ ఏ మన్ దిస్ వికెడ్ మైండ్ దూరమతి ఇట్ ఈస్ వెరీ వికెడ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ వెరీ కనింగ్ మతి మీన్స్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ అండ్ దూర్మతి మీన్స్ వికెట్ మీన్స్ నో ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ సో దిస్ మైండ్ హ్యాస్ నో ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ ఏమన్న దూరమతి సంసార భీతరే ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ పూల్ ఆఫ్ మెటీరియల్ existence, sansar, in which there is nothing but distresses, very, very little bliss, almost next to nothing, no bliss. There is some bliss, but very little, less than 1/100th of a percent. Bliss is there in material world. And rest is all distresses, birth, death, old age, disease, wicked mind accompanying us every minute and goes on and on. Every minute never stops. This is mind is like a machine that continuously runs like a clock. And this mind is like a attached to me like a ghost, ghostly haunted people, ghostly haunted man. The ghost is never leave him alone 24 hours a day. It keep bugging. The same thing with this wicked mind. And that's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur says it is wicked. Durmati. Emana duramati sansara bhitare podi ache aminu achinu ami. This wicked mind brought me into this whirlpool of material existence. And this is very serious business. Whether we believe in this philosophy or not, but it is true. It is true. Even today my mind is giving me so much headache. Whether it brought me in this sansara or not. But we can believe in the fact. Pratyaksha, everybody wants to show me. Everybody wants to see everything right now, at this very moment. We can see how our mind is putting us into different distresses, even though we don't want. So this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's prayer, that emono duramati sansara bhitare podiyache. Podiya means to fall down. Podiyachi. Podiyachi nu ami. I fall down into this material world. And who made me fall down? Who pushed me to fall down? My wicked mind. Emana duramati. Sansara bhitare. Podi achinu ami. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Tavanija jan, very important. In very first 2-3 lines, he is describing big philosophy. Tava Nija Jan. Tava means Krishna's, Lord Chaitanya's. Nija Jan, your own man, your own devotee. Jan. Tava Nija Jan. Kono Mahajane. Your people or your devotee, Mahajan, who is exalted personality, Patai Dile Tumi, that but one of your pure and elevated devotee has come to bring me out. The devotees has come to bring me out. Podiyache, I am fallen down. So, we have two things here. One is wicked mind, and due to mind we have very ghastly material existence we are going through. And second thing is, Krishna has sent His Messiah, His messenger, His pure devotee. He has sent to pull us out of this distressful material existence. So, this morning I was describing how we should have mumukshata. We should have that longing in us that I want to get out. This material existence is very painful, distressful. And I want to get out. That longing we should have. That longing means vivalta, that unsafe condition we should realize. Somehow or other I have to get out. Just like 1 billion mosquito or worms are biting you from every angle and you have that earnest desire to get out of that condition. That condition, you want to get out of that. That kind of intensity of getting out of this material world should be there in us. Krishna already set everything up for us to get out. He is sending His pure devotees. He is saying, Bhakti, you know this saying, Tava Nija Jan, Kono Mahajane, Pathaiya Dile Tumi. Tumi, you have sent your pure devotees to save me. But somehow or other, we don't take up, we don't have that lolium, or we don't have that mumukshata. How can I get out of this material suffering? That we don't have. Intensity is not there. We are, chalo, hota hai, chalta hai, dekhenge, we will do, or kal, tomorrow, or just give me a little time, this is youthful body, let me enjoy, old age body I'll do, or maybe tomorrow, maybe let me have rock and roll party today, and booze, and let me rock today, and tomorrow. Post it, always be posting. We are postponing. Always. There is no enough intensity, or we don't feel that distress to get out of this material existence. We as a devotee, we all devotees, we are all approaching outside world with books, with Harinam, with pamphlets, with so many ways, prasadam, cookies, so many ways we have outreach programs. Hardly anybody takes up, because there is no mumukshata. There is no, I want to get out of this suffering. There is so this is very rare that somebody would like to get out of this material existence. They are trying to look for bliss here as well as there. And when they are baffling there, then they come here. And again they go. But they don't want to quit the material existence once for all. There are so many devotees I see in this temple, very fixed seva, service, day in and day out. They do fixed. And they are out of this material world. Out. Their mind accompanying them. Their mind is friend to them. They have put end to that side, not crossing that line, Lakshman Rekha, and serving temple, Prabhupada, devotees, and preaching, and so many. So this kind of fix-up mind we should have. Then Bandhuratma Manastasya Ena Atmaiva Atmana Jitaha. One who has conquered mind, made mind his friend. Then Paramatma Samahita. God is, Krishna is just next to them. Standing next to them. And they can realize, yes, Krishna is right beside me and right around me and right on top of me, right under me, everywhere. Krishna is right next. Paramatma Samahita. For those who have conquered their mind, the Lord is just standing next to them. Paramatma Samahita. So this wicked mind, emono duramati, sansara bhitare, podiya achinu ami. This wicked mind has made me fall down into this material world. And tava nija jan kono mahajane, that you already, my dear Lord, you already have sent your pure devotee to rescue me. You have sent pure devotee to this Mother Bhumi. Bhagavatam says the Mother Bhumi earth is never bereft of pure devotees. Always there are pure devotees on earth planet. Heavenly planet, yes and no. And hellish planet, maybe in blue moon. Maybe if some guru goes to rescue his disciple, maybe. Very unlikely. But on earth planet, many, many. That's a boon on earth planet. That there are always many pure devotees. And they come to rescue us. They come to rescue us. Just like Prabhupada gives that famous example that I am fallen and drowning into a deep dark well. And there is no hope. And somebody on top of the well throws rope on me. And if I catch hold of that rope, then he can pull me out. But that catching, no willing. No, I have to still drown. I have to still be in this well. I have to still suffer. I have to still do this, do that, make merry and make children, make money, make business, make empire, make so many unwanted big, big desires in the mind. So many unfulfilled desires. These unfulfilled desires makes us senile, makes us crazy. Unfulfilled desires. I want. So, rope is thrown right on top of his head. Rope is right there, but doesn't want to hold. Then, pure devotee cannot pull you out. So those ropes are instruction of pure devotees. Prabhupada. Instruction. Prabhupada's books. But we don't want to catch hold of them. Catch hold of them means follow. Every word we follow of Srila Prabhupada can take us out of this material existence. So, tavanija jan kono mahajane. There are pure devotees. You have sent me. But I don't have enough mumukshata. I don't want to catch hold of him. I don't want him. I will kill him by putting him on the cross. This is the mentality of living entity in material world. So what can be done? So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Kandiya, Kandiya. He's weeping and weeping. Weeping. He says, Bhaktivinoda has come weeping in the soul of your lotus feet and tells the story of his life. He's telling the story. So, he's saying that Daya kari more patita dekhiya kohilo amara giya. That pure devotee whom you have sent, he daya kari more. He is pity on me. He send his mercy to me. He wants to show his mercy to me. Kripa sindhu veye vacha patitanam pavanebhyo. You have sent such a devotee who can purify, who can take me out of this whirlpool of material existence. So, doyakari more patita dekhiya. This devotee you sent me, he saw me that I am fallen. And he tried to rescue me. Kohilo amara giya. Ohe dina jan suno bhai katha. Ullasita haiye hiya. My dear, the pure devotee says, my dear sir, please hear very beautiful katha. Please hear me. Very beautiful katha I am telling you. And by this, by hearing me, your heart will become jubilant. Hiya means heart. Ullasit means jubilant. Your heart will become jubilant. Second, he saw me so fallen. He saw me so fallen and wretched, took pity and came to me saying, O humble soul, please listen to this good tiding, for it will gladden your heart. Please listen to what I have to say to you. It will gladden your heart. It will make your heart jubilant. Ullasita haiye hiya. Ullasita haibe hiya. My cursor is there. Ullasita haibe hiya. Hiya means heart. Your heart will become jubilant. Please listen to me what I have to say to you. Tomara tarite Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Navadipe avatar. To deliver you, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared in Navadip Dham. Please listen to me, the pure devotee says. Please listen to me to deliver you from this material existence. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared in Navadip Dham. Toma heno koto dinahina jane korile bhava apar. Sri Krishna Chaitanya has appeared in the land. 3. Sri Krishna Chaitanya has appeared in the land of Navadip to deliver you. He has safely conducted many miserable souls such as you across the sea of worldly existence. Lord Chaitanya has delivered unlimited living entity across the ocean of material existence, ocean of suffering. So please hear this katha. And what is that katha? The Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He has appeared in the land of Navadvip. And please surrender unto Him. Please listen to Him, what He has to say. Vedera pratijana rakhi bharat tare rukma varna viprasute. To keep the words of Vedic literature, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared at the house of Vipra, Brahmana, Jagannath Mishra. So it is scriptural injunction. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna, they wanted to keep this scriptural injunction. That is Bhagavatam. Krishna Varnam Tvisham Krishna Sango Pangasta Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtan Prayar Yajanta Sumedashah. This is the injunction of scripture. That Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, will appear in the Navadip and He will perform Sankirtan Yajna to deliver general populace. Krishna Varnam Tvisham Krishna Sanga Upanga Parsadam with His associates. And what He will do? Nam Sankirtan Yajna Sankirtan Prayer. Or intelligent person, Sumedasa. So Meda means intelligent. And Sumeda Saha means sharp, intelligent people. They will worship Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Tvisha Krishna. And how they will worship? Mainly through Sankirtan Yajna. Mainly congregational chanting. That is how they will worship Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared in Navadip Dham just to keep the promise of scriptures, what is stated or prophecy of scripture, in order to keep the words of the scriptures. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared at the house of Brahman. Rukma Varna and gold, molten gold is molten gold, Rukma Varna, to fulfill the promise of the Vedas. The son of a Brahman bearing the name Mahaprabhu of golden complexion, Rukma Varna, has descended with his brother, the Avadhuta Nityananda. Together they have overwhelmed all the Nadia with divine ecstasy. So Mahaprabhu Nami Nadia Mataya Sange Bhai Avadhuta. Sange Bhai, brother Avadhut, brother Lord Nityananda, he is known to be Avadhuta, means not following rules and regulation, is called Avadhuta. So Lord Nityananda, he doesn't have to. He is Lord himself. So Sange Bhai Avadhuta, the brother of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, has appeared. Nanda Sutta Jini Chaitanya Gosai, Nija Namo Kori Dan, Tarilo Jagat, Tumio Jaiya, Loho Nija Paritran. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is pleading to the general populace. He says, Loho Nija Paritran. Please approach that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through congregational holy name chanting. Loho Nija Paritran. Please ask him your deliverance. Please plea him. Please pray him for your deliverance. Nija Paritran. Nandasuta Jini Chaitanya Gosai. Nandasuta Lord Sri Krishna. He is Chaitanya Gosai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No difference between Krishna and Lord Chaitanya. Nija Nama Kori Dan. And he has freely distributed his holy name, Dan, in charity. Torito Jagat Tumio Laiya. And he is delivering whole world, Jagat. And why don't you go and ask your and plea yourself to deliver, to be delivered? Go, please go. And se katha suniya asiyachi nath tomara charane tale. Bhakti Vinod kandiya apana kahibe apana kahani kahini. In Hindi it's kahani. So he's telling his own story. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is weeping and weeping in longing to get rid of this material world. He is weeping. When can I? He has that lolium, that intense greediness to get out. This is needed. So he's longing and crying that I want to get out of this material world. 6. O Lord, hearing those words, Bhakti Vinod, what words? We skip that, what words? 5. Sri Chaitanya, who is Krishna himself, the son of Nanda, has saved the world by freely distributing his own holy name. Go also and receive your deliverance, Paritran. O Lord, hearing these words, Bhakti Vinod has come weeping to the sole of your lotus feet and tells the story of his life. This is Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So, I don't know what kind of time I'm permitted to, but any time limit? Up? Okay. Time limit is up, but I don't think I can finish that fast, so just give me a little grace. Is it okay? Or there should be time? Okay. Aarti doesn't happen, no? Okay, I'll take a little, I'll conclude, because I wanted to go and talk to you more about mind. Emano duramati sansara vitare. I wanted to talk to you about mind quite a bit, but time will not permit. So, summarizing, this mind is the wicked and is the cause of our fall down. So somehow or other, we have to take initiation, not for us. We have to give initiation to mind, diksha to mind. We don't have to deliver ourselves from this material world, but whom we have to deliver? Wicked mind. Mantra. Man, mind, tra, deliverance. Tra, tranayate iti mantra. Man, tranayate iti mantra. One who delivers mind is called mantra. Mahamantra. Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So, sansar, this world is attached to soul or mind. Where is this? All dirty things in the soul or mind? Where is this? Everything. We have to deliver our mind, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. Soul by nature is pure. You uncover subtle and gross body. When you see the soul, it is pure. It is pure. It has no dirty, nothing is the Sachidananda. That is what we are. But covering, mind has taken over you. Mind has taken over us. Indriyani paraniyahur indriyebhyo param manah. Manasastu parabuddhiryo. Buddhehe parasastu saha. This is hierarchy in our existence. That object of the senses are the lowest. Higher than object of the senses are the senses. And higher than senses is mind. And higher than mind is intelligence. And higher than intelligence is you, the spirit soul. But our existence is upside down. The object of the senses are the greatest. And below them, our senses. They want the sense object, beauty, and liquor or LSD or whatever, whatsoever. Object, those are the object. Beauty and touch and object of the senses pulls the senses. So senses takes over, sensual platform. And then mind, the senses take over the mind, control the mind. So mind becomes subservient of senses. Senses become subservient to object of the senses. And then the intelligence supposed to be able, but the mind takes over intelligence. So intelligence becomes subservient to the mind. And the soul becomes subservient to intelligence. Upside down. Our existence is totally upside down. We listen to object of the senses. Senses listen, then mind, then intelligence, then I am. So I should be the topmost. And super soul on top. Indriyani paraniyahur indriyebhyo param manah manasastu parabuddhiryo buddhehe parasastu saha. I better respect the arti. We have arti now. So Sisi Panchatattva ki. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda ki. Guru Gauranga ki. Gaur Prema Nandi. Haribo.